You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Katrina Friel from Refresh Your Thinking. She helps small business owners understand why they struggle in business and fixes it through her Becoming the Expert program. Katrina, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So let's get started. Why do you think people struggle in business?
Well, I've come up with 10 areas that I've researched over the last 15 years, and the 10 areas I'll go through in this session so that people are aware of, 10 areas that they can look at where they have a lot of control and influence over it. There's no point in coming up with 10 areas where you don't have a lot of control and influence in changing it. So one of the things that I have noticed over the last 15 years is pretty much most small business struggle with some or all of these 10 things, and my business is set up to help them fill the gap around those 10 things so that they can get on with it and understand what their strengths and weaknesses are and what gaps need to be filled.
And of course, I'm sure you have secrets to this. What would be the first secret, if you would be willing to share in that regard?
Of course. So the first secret is understanding where you are on the Richter scale of introvert versus extrovert. So people that are really extrovert or have access to extrovert type behavior, what tends to happen is it's a lot more easier for them to be successful because they simply are able to take their work out into the world, whereas a lot of introverts, they don't find that as easy. So what I do with introverts is I show them that there is a lot of strength in being an introvert, and one of the things that they're very, very good at is focusing and getting their stuff written down and writing their books and writing their blogs, and you can see that that's all very introverted type activities. So they will shine very much when it comes to writing and reflective type activities in business. And that's great because a lot of extroverts cannot do and cannot focus long enough to do those activities really well. So there's this real balance between doing those things and at the same time being able to access their extrovert as well. So my belief is that you're not really an extrovert or an introvert. It's about how much breadth of behavior can you do? Can you do introverted activities? And are you still able to do extrovert activities? And if people are able to do both, they tend to really activate their success. And they're able to take their stuff out into the world, and obviously they can sell stuff. So that's the first secret.
Very interesting. What are the other secrets people need to be aware of? And I'm saying, what are the other secrets? But we thank you for any insight.
We've only got sort of a 15 minutes here, so I'm happy to obviously go through these with a lot more depth with individuals. But for now, let's just get them down on a piece of paper. So the second secret is rationalist versus humanist. And what we find is that if you go into business as a rationalist, meaning very logical, it's all about the bottom line, cross your T's, dot your I's, making very logical decisions, that's half, that's 50% success. Other people go into the business and they're very humanistic and they're very focused on people and, their staff, and that's only half the equation. So when I work with a rationalist, I start to get them to look at the humanist side and the benefits of having that inside their business. And the humanists I tend to show them that they're lacking in the rationalist side of things and how to think rationally and how to, you know, have a better process with their decision making and creative thinking and so on. So it's really about balancing up those two things. So that is looking at their approach and making sure that they're balanced both on the rationalist side as well as the humanistic side of their business. And if they get those two things right and they're able to do both and access both, they tend to be way more successful, way quicker. I'm just going to go on to secret number three now. The other secret is that people tend to be really successful if they're very flexible. So anyone that's very rigid in their thoughts and unable to change or adapt or bring in any innovation tend not to be successful. And I think that's probably a very obvious one. Secret number four is getting people to think about how creative they are. A lot of people who are really creative and have that combination of not just flexibility but also creativity, if you bring in those two things, they tend to be way more successful. See, creativity is being able to adapt to your environment, come up with new product offerings, write different books, have your own thought leadership. And a lot of people I find who don't feel they're creative tend to struggle in business. They tend to look for things that are perhaps already built, and they're the ones that are likely to buy something like a franchise or get into multi-level marketing because they don't identify with being creative, so they don't feel like they can create their own thing, which means they essentially put their destiny into the hands of other people. Whereas what I like to do is get people to tap into their creativity, show them how easy it is to be creative, and that really every human is creative. It's just about whether you're able to identify yourself as creative or not. And that's, as a coach, that's my job, is to show people how creative they actually are and how to create their own thought leadership and become an expert in their field of excellence. Now, secret number five. Can I just check in, Eric? Am I going too fast or are you keeping up?
No, we're keeping up and you're doing just fine. Keep going.
Fantastic. Okay, so secret number five is how well somebody is able to plan. Now, planning, we've all heard that adage that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I love that saying. I heard that about 15 years ago, and I've never forgotten it. And I think every entrepreneur completely loves and understands that saying. However, what I find with small business owners is there's about 50% of people that are terrible planners. They don't like it. They avoid it at all costs. And naturally, that's going to affect their success level. So planning, what I do with my clients is I show them how fun planning is. I demystify strategic planning. I demystify business planning. I show them how fun it is to create a vision, a mission. What are the three strategies they need to have in their business? And we pretty much do a business plan in a day, a full strategic development plan in one day. And once they see that and experience that one day, they're like, oh, okay, I can do that. And it really isn't that big a deal. So I love planning, but it took me many years to respect it, and now I love it and respect it, and now I try to pass that on to my clients so that they too love planning for what it is. I see it as a fun, creative, innovative game, and if you see it, if you know, creative people see planning as a fun, creative game, they tend to like it a little bit more. It's about changing our mindset around planning. Secret number six, what we have there is anyone that has already started their business tend to have a lot of initiative already. So secret number six is all about initiative. Now, initiative is the fire in your belly, the make it happen energy, and anyone that does not have a lot of initiative obviously wouldn't even start a business. They'll talk about starting a business, but they won't actually have the fire and in their belly enough to start one. So anyone that's already started their business, you can give yourself a really high mark for initiative. However, over the course of running your own business, 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in, the trick is to maintain your initiative and to keep the fire in your belly and to keep that get up and go, make it happen energy still happening. And the way to do that over the next 5, 10, 15 years is to innovate and be creative and come up with new ways of interacting with your marketplace. So initiative is a really big one, and I like to check in with my clients to see how much get up and go they have. And if they don't have a lot, then I tend not to want to work with them because they're just gunners. You know, gonna do this, gonna do that. You know, those people, they always talk, no action. So initiative is what I'm looking for in, you know, in my clients. And I can also add to their flame, add to their fire by talking about some of these other areas that we've been discussing this morning. Now, secret number 7 is about checking in with how independent you are. People tend to be very successful in business if they are independent type thinkers, whereas the other type of person is somebody that goes round asking everybody for their opinion. And opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got them. And unfortunately, the quality of opinions is not always great. So if you go to your best friend that's never started a business before and ask their opinion of your logo or your vision or your website or your new product development, what kind of quality opinion are you going to get? So people that are successful in business tend to be very independent thinkers. They're able to look at something and confidently know whether it's a good idea or not. Whereas insecure people tend to go around asking everybody their opinion, and obviously if you ask everybody their opinion, everyone will have a different opinion, and it's very hard to make a decision. So what I suggest is really look at your independent thinking and build your confidence around trusting your gut instincts and trusting your planning that you've done, trusting in your creativity, and really understand that it's all up to you and you've got to back your own ideas. And independent people have no issues doing that, and they tend to be way more successful because they can, you know, they possibly go to the right people for their opinion. And even though they've done their market research and they've got lots of opinions, they still, at the end of the day, stand by their decision, and they're very independently able to implement that decision. So think about, are you an independent thinker? And that will help you in business. Now, secret number 8, what we do there is we get people to look at the purpose for what they're in business for. And there's two type of purposes. One is the challenge of going into business for yourself. Some people just love the idea of the challenge of being an entrepreneur. And believe me, it's a challenge. Small business and going into business for yourself is really not easy, as we all know. So there's that reason for going in business. And other people go into business for what they call lifestyle and freedom. And what we find is the ones that go into business for the challenge of it tend to be way more successful because business is a challenge and there's various challenges to overcome. And these people love that. They love jumping over the hurdles. They love solving problems, and it's all just fun and games for them. The other people that go into business for lifestyle and freedom tend to get very depressed very quickly because they end up quite often with no lifestyle and no freedom. So they get depressed, and then they go, my business sucks, and they tend to look for answers about why business sucks. They go from one course to another looking for the silver bullet. And really the silver bullet was they really need to learn to love the challenge of business rather than looking for something that's an easy way out, away from their job. Because those that like lifestyle and freedom, my advice is stay in your job. It's much easier. You can go home, you can relax at the end of the day, whereas in business, your own business, you tend to, you know, be thinking about it quite often. And, yeah, there's often not a lot of lifestyle and freedom in it. However, what I do to help people on the purpose side of things, those that love the challenge are going to be fine anyway. But those that are looking for freedom and lifestyle, what I do is I change their mindset about what they think is freedom and lifestyle. And freedom and lifestyle for me is when I go and have a long lunch with a client, maybe 3 hours at a waterfront restaurant, and we're enjoying ourselves with a champagne and we're discussing our next moves and I'm coaching a client, and it's, to me, that's fun, and to me, that's my freedom and that's my lifestyle, and I love that. Also, being able to travel with your family, that's freedom and lifestyle for me. And also working from home, that's freedom and lifestyle for me. And often, sometimes I might work later in the evening, and because I might want to sleep in the morning. So again, that's lifestyle and freedom for me. So I find that I get a lot of lifestyle and freedom inside my business. It's just your mindset around that. But if you think that you can create a $1 million business and never have to work again in the early days, then probably you're going to struggle, because your purpose should be challenge, not lifestyle and freedom when you're first starting out. Moving on, secret number 9, what we look at here is emphasis. So emphasis is looking at whether you're in business for general management reasons or whether you're in your own business for technical reasons. So let me unpack that for a sec. So let's say you're a hairdresser and you absolutely love hairdressing, and you build a business around you managing various salons and you never hairdress again. Can you see that that is somebody that's building a business around general management as the emphasis, as opposed to building a practice? Now, if you build a practice, what that means is you are in the business doing your technical brilliance, your technical genius, and you simply, if you were to take that away, you wouldn't find any joy in the world. So for me, I looked at this and said, if you stop me from training, if you stop me from coaching, and I simply managed trainers and managed coaches, I would have, that would suck the joy out of life for me. I physically love to do my technical thing, which is training and coaching and speaking, etc. So I really, I get businesses to really understand that what makes them happy, and we want to look at their happiness blueprint. And if it means that them building a practice, then what we tend to do is we put in their strategic plan that they are going to be still building a practice, but on the other side, building a business around their online products that's a leverageable business model. So I like to see my clients have the best of both worlds, where they're able to manage their systems, manage their businesses, leverageable business models so that they can make money when they sleep. But at the same time, a lot of my clients love to do what they do, like me. And so we also have this big emphasis on being a practice as well as a small business. So more on that if you need it. I hope that gets across the concept. Okay, we're on the final one now. Number 10, secret number 10. I suppose secret number 10 links to initiatives, but secret number 10 is, how determined are you? Determination really makes a huge difference in small business success. And I think that is an obvious one. However, what I find is some people have no resilience to fall down and get back up again. Some people have no determination, and when they fail for the first time, just stay there and they don't try again, but with something different. So determination is a huge one. So ask yourself deep down in your heart, really, how determined are you to make a success of things? And some people have a 10 out of 10 determination score and other people have 1 or 2. And the minute I see determination in 1 or 2, then they tend to lack a lot of initiative, which ties back to that other one that we talked about. But they also tend to not have any resilience to fall off the horse and get back on again. And so naturally, they'll go out of business pretty quick and they won't be able to, cope with any failures along the way, small or big. So, Eric, that is the end of the 10 secrets. I hope that was exciting.
Wow, such golden nuggets. And wow, if that doesn't jazz up anyone listening in about their future with the possibilities and the hope there. Today, we're joined by Katrina Friel from Refresh Your Thinking. She helps small business owners understand why they struggle in business and fixes it through her Becoming the Expert program here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Katrina, have you got a quiz that people could take to rate themselves in each area?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of quizzes. I love to do quizzes and reflect and get sort of a result at the end. And I've designed a quiz with those 10 things in mind that we went through. They're able to work out where their rating is on each one. And I would love to give that to your listeners absolutely free. They just simply need to email me and ask me for it, and I will send it to them.
You certainly can't beat that and certainly appreciate that as well. Lastly, do you have a next step for those tuning in?
Yeah, so the next step would be obviously ask me for the quiz so that you can all your ratings and we can have a conversation. I'd like to offer a free refresh coaching session, and we can do that over Skype anywhere in the world. And that is absolutely free, and it can go on for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. It's valued at over $250, so feel free, anyone that really connects with this work and wants to get my thoughts on where their strengths and challenges might lie and have that unpacked for you after you've done the quiz, I'm absolutely open to giving you a free coaching session. No obligation, and let's see where it goes to from there.
Wow, what a tremendous value. Awesome stuff, folks. So you definitely want to take care of that and contact Katrina. And speaking of which, tell our listeners where they can get more information and also be in touch in all regards.
So my website is Katrena, katrena.com.au. And my email is katrena@katrena.com.au. Just watch that spelling.
No problem there. Katrina, we thank you so much for all this valuable information, for the opportunities that await our listeners. And thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best and have a great day.
Thanks, Eric. You too.
We've been speaking with Katrina Friel from Refresh Your Thinking, who helps small business owners understand why they struggle in business and fixes that through her Becoming the Expert program. And for more information and for contact, it's katrena.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.